everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you about the love of God. Now, in many ways, it's nothing new. We've probably heard it all before, but have we truly heard it, or do we need to hear it again? I know I need to hear and read and understand again what God's telling us about himself, about the love of God. So I guess sit back and relax and listen, but listen with your heart, with your spirit. Is God saying something to you that you need to work on, to acknowledge, to understand more, to seek after his love more, whatever it might be? The love of God, think about it, the love of God saved us. Because of his love for us, he sent us his son Jesus. He didn't have to. Remember, he is a God unto himself. He is complete unto himself. We don't complete him, but he desires us in his life. He created us out of love to join into with him into his blessed life. Because of our rejection of him back in the Garden of Eden, and even if it wasn't in the Garden of Eden or wherever it was, man did reject God. And because of that rejection, we no longer had the same, standing as God. We never had the same standing. God's always been God and we've been his creation. But we at least had the ability to have this relationship, open relationship. But we lost that because we rejected God. You know, our pride, our sinful nature, you know, didn't choose God. We chose the wrong way, the wrong choice. You know, maybe it wasn't a piece of fruit off the tree that he said don't touch. Whatever it might be, we rejected God. And God, out of love for us, sent his son, because he recognized we wouldn't be able to get back to God at all. It's only his son Jesus, by dying and rising again, that we could get back to this relationship that we were originally supposed to have, once did have. So God saved us. He's redeemed us. He's brought us back to the place where we should be. He's granted us total forgiveness, utter forgiveness. We didn't do it at all. He did it out of love for us, out of his mercy, out of his love for us. His mercy came not far behind to forgive us, to restore us. This love of God covers our sins. Our sins are still there, but Jesus died on the cross for them. And if we just turn to him and ask him, Lord, sorry, forgive me, it's done. The love of God heals. Jesus came and Jesus, what did he do? He saw people in need. They needed physical healing. They needed mental healing. They needed spiritual healing. Healing for in their lives, for whatever it might be. And out of love, the love of God for people, for mankind, he healed. From the love of God, he came and comforted people. He saw when people were weeping and he wept with them. He comforted people in their lives. He hugged the children. He drew people unto himself. Because of the love of God, he chases after us. So many stories, and they're not just stories made up for made up sake, but Jesus used these parables, these stories, to explain what God was like, who God was. Chasing after the lost sheep. You know, he had 100 sheep, a man with 100 sheep, and 99 were listening and doing okay, but one strayed. And the man, the shepherd, left those 99 and chased after that lost sheep. He wanted to explain. He chases after us because of his love for us. You know, We should be bragging about the love of God, singing his praises, telling people what God's love has done for us. The love of God leads us to repentance. Because of God loving us, we recognize the bad in our life, the disfigurement, the shadows, the skeletons in our closet, whatever you want to describe it as. And it turns our hearts to repent, to ask for forgiveness, to change. Now, only God can change us. Firstly, we decide to. We choose to because of our free will that God's given us. And then we ask for his grace to change us, to help us. The love of God does that. The love of God is available to all. You know, he has no favorites. He loves everyone 100%. But he waits. The love of God waits for us. He's patient. He's kind. He's understanding. The love of God has broken the chains of bondage that, you know, we were once going to be all going to hell. But we've been restored that we can once again live with him forever. The love of God's given us freedom. The love of God has given us the ability to receive his grace, to receive this fullness of life that Jesus says, I've come to bring you life to the full because of the love of God. Everything, I think, exudes from this love, this heartbeat that God has for us. Heartbeat that never stops. It's not like our heart that one day will stop beating. God's heart never stops beating for love for us. Do you know, even those who've rejected him, even those right now who are in hell, God still loves. But we make our choice. Yes, there's a final day of judgment, but we've made the choice to what God will judge us as, with, how. Because the love of God, it says, covers a multitude of sins. He covered our sins. He knows we're going to be angry and reject him at different times and not understand and choose wrong, choose the wrong way. But then his love draws us to himself to say, come on, change that attitude. Don't be like that. Accept my love so that you can love others. That's the only way we can love. He first loved us so we can then love others. It doesn't come from us. You can say, oh yeah, but I'm just naturally more loving. Well, naturally came from supernatural because God created you. So it came from him in the first place. He created that extra love within your personality, within your character. And he wants you to develop it more. Maybe that's your extra gift that he placed within you when you were created by him. He asks us to draw ourselves to that love. We often hear this scripture that I'm going to read right now when people get married, because marriage represents God's love. It's supposed to be representing the unity of man and woman, of God's pure love, of the way we are all meant to love each other, to forgive each other, to live with each other. But this actually description describes what pure love is, and the only pure love is God. So as we read this, you're going to first read what love is not, and then what the pure love of God is. And it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. So if I speak eloquently, or it's like, you know, humans understand me, and it's like I've come from angels, I could have this, you know, angelic voice, this angelic way of speaking, but I don't have love within there. It's just like a gong going bang, cymbal clash, bang. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And I have all this faith to remove mountains, but do not have love. I am nothing. Wow. You know, you want the status, the faith, the knowledge, the ability. If you had all of that, but love wasn't encased or covered, encompassed in all of that, you've got nothing. If I give away all my possessions and I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. It all comes from love. And then it goes on to say what love is, what God is. Love is patient. Oh, how patient is God to us. Love is kind. He is kind and generous. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. God doesn't envy anybody else. He is perfect love. He doesn't envy us, envy anything. Because everything in the world's been created by him. He is above all. He is other. He is the great I am. In many ways, he doesn't boast about himself because he just is. If he says, I am and I can do this and I can create this and I can part the Red Sea, he's not boasting about himself. He's just saying, this is what I can do. He's actually very humble about himself. He's not rude or arrogant. He does not insist on his own way. You can say, oh, but God always wants his own way. No. He draws us to himself out of his love for us and calls us to this better life, to this perfect life. But he gives us free will. He might keep, you know, I guess, nagging, chasing, trying to reveal more of his love to us so that we would see this love. But he doesn't force. He's not irritable. It is not irritable or resentful. It's not like God goes, well, you didn't talk, you know, listen to me that time. I'm not going to help you now. He might say, you did not listen to me. So, you know, you will not get as much blessing because you didn't listen to me then. So you rejected that blessing. I've still got blessing for you. I've still got a life for you. I've still got eternal life for you. My love's still there for you. But you stopped the blessing flowing back then. But come, don't stop the blessing that's going to flow now. If you turn to me, how many times in the Old Testament people of God accepted God, then they rejected God, then they accepted God, then they rejected God. And what did God do? He invited them back every time. He might have said, no, you're staying there for 70 years because of your rejection of me, because that's what you chose. But he's not resentful. He doesn't bargain with us. When he says, I will look after you, it's not a bargain. He's saying, you turn to me and I'll look after you. But if you don't turn to me, I still want to look after you, but you're stopping the blessings, the gifts that I have for you. I often feel it's like God wants to shower blessings upon each and every person. But we put up an umbrella and stop the raindrops falling us, the raindrops of blessings falling upon us. We put up the umbrella. We reject it off our lives. And so we don't receive what God has for us. Goes on to say, love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. What did love do? Jesus, the love that was represented. Jesus represented the love of the Father for us, bared all things. Mockery, scorn, living an imperfect life down here. His life was perfect, but he was in an imperfect world. He bore the contempt. He bore the humiliation. He bore the whipping and the beating. He bore the carrying of the cross. He bore the death on the cross. All things for us out of love. Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. God is telling us right here, love, His love never ends. Do we know this God of love? Do we seek after this God of love? If we don't, do we sometimes regret in the past of what we did or didn't do? We can't change the past. But God can redeem us and restore us back to the rightful place where He wanted us to be if we accept this love of God. And you might go, oh, but I'm a Christian, I've accepted God's love. But do we really? Are we really open every second of every moment of every day for the love of God? You know, He has so much more for us. Don't you want that more? I'm encouraging you right now to be greedy, to go chase after this love of God, to tell God I need more of this love in my life. God, I want to be greedy. I want more of my love in my life so then I also can love others more because it comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. His love allows us to surrender. Because it's His love that shows us the best of life. Would we not want to surrender to that? Are we not enticed to go check it out? So maybe, like I said, you're a Christian that's been following God for a long time. Choose Him again. Chase after Him again. Find out more what this love of God, who this God of love is. And if you haven't been doing that, go do it. But we can always go deeper, go more, go above, push through. So I want to encourage you, go seek after the love of God. Seek after this God who is love. Pray about it. Meditate upon this scripture, upon the words, upon what God has done for you. Maybe in a journal, write down what God has done for me, the love of God in my life. He's born me into a family that loves. He's given me some brothers and sisters that love. He's given me friends that love me. He's helped me here. Just write down where you've seen the love of God in your life. And maybe ask God, the Holy Spirit, to reveal more. I was there. I sent this here. I did that for you. Even God withholding things from us is the love of God. Because as a father, he knows the best thing for us. So I really do want to encourage you, go know this God of love more. And you will be a more loving, kind, generous person. You will actually be a person of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So have a blessed day, week, and we'll see you again next week.